Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. If you'd like to participate, give us a call, 858-233-9337, 858-233-9337, or visit our website at politicalbombshell.zzl.org. Everyone's all in hysteria and panic over Hurricane Irene, which is, by the way, has been downgraded to a Cat 1, which is roughly about 95 per hour winds. Still dangerous, but the media is just sending everyone into hysteria. And I figured it out. I know exactly why they're doing it. It's the great Obama. Now follow me on this one. You may think it's far-fetched and I'm a conspiracy theory, but just listen to this. So they send everyone in hysteria, and everyone goes out shopping, and they buy batteries and water and lawnmowers and generators, whatever they need, and board up their homes. And it gives the economy a big boost, and Obama could say, hey, look it, I boost the economy. No. Well, yeah, you did, but how do you do it? As you like to say that the Republicans do, you did it by fear-mongering. You send people into such a hissy fit, and now they're overreacting. Yes, a Cat 1 is still dangerous, but you're making it seem like, let me tell you about hurricanes. I'm from the St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, let me tell you. Back in the 80s, Hurricane Hugo, that was a hurricane. That thing packed a punch of 200 miles per hour wind and we lost our homes. So don't tell me I don't know about hurricanes. Don't tell me. This man is pathetic. Makes me angrier more and more and more. Anyway, some other people in the news that angered me this past week. Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Why did she anger me? Well, she told her constituents at a town hall, that the Tea Party people can go to hell. No, Miss Waters, you're the one who needs to go to hell for what you're doing. Living high off the hog, and we know you're living high off the hog. Look how fat you are. And you have the nerve to tell us Tea Party to go to hell? You, ma'am, should go to hell. Along with your buddy, why don't you bring, Frederica Wilson with you. She said that the Tea Party is dangerous. You fools are the dangerous ones. Liberal people are the dangerous ones. Do I have to keep repeating myself over and over and over again? Don't you understand the liberals are the ones that's causing all the problems in the world? You're the ones who should go to hell. You're the dangerous ones. So, Miss Waters and Miss Wilson, GFY. That means to go F yourself. The one that made me the angriest, though. I just couldn't believe this. I'm in belief about this. Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York. What in the hell is wrong with you? Have you fell down a flight of stairs and banged your head? This man is banning prayer from the 9/11 memorial ceremonies. Maybe you didn't hear me. He's banning prayers from the 9/11 ceremonies. Yet he's letting a mosque be built not too far from that site. I am so sick and tired of this government being anti-Christian and pro-Muslim. I am so sick to death of them. And not the good Muslims either. They're pro-radical Muslims. The fanatics. Those are the ones I'm talking about. What is wrong with you people? I mean, really? Really, Mayor? What do you think went through most of those people's mind on 2001? September. What do you think was going through their minds when they knew that they were going to be incinerated and they were either to jump off of the building or to stay and be disintegrated by the fire? What do you think was going through their minds? Prayer! Do you not think that they were praying to their maker? Yet you completely shut prayer out of the ceremony? You people make me sick. Sick to my stomach. I bet you if it was a Muslim and they wanted to do something from out of the Quran, you'd like, oh, great duty, go ahead, Quran away. You people are pathetic to beyond belief. Trying to calm down here. Trying to calm down. I really don't understand their logic. But I think I do. You know, I think I do. Savage keeps saying that liberalism is a mental disorder. And you prove him right more and more and more every day. You prove him right. More and more and more every day. So, and what's with the media trying to make it seem like Glenn Beck, he's on his world peace tour, he was in Israel, had thousands of people there, and they try to make it sound like there was only a couple hundreds. You're always trying to downplay, you know, big events done by the conservative medium. I mean, we all know that America has more conservatives than liberals. But we say then, why are the conservatives not winning and the liberals are dominating? That's because they control the mainstream media. They control the mainstream media. They say, oh, talk radio is dying. No, talk radio is not dying. There's so much technology out there, and it's a good thing. Because let's say I'm a busy person, and my favorite show, whether it be Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, whoever. Let's say, or Alex Jones, let's say your show comes on, but you're working and there's no way you can listen to it. Well, if you could grab your old iPod, your iPhone, your Zoom, you can listen to it on a podcast, which is great. You listen to it at your own convenience, and the truth shall not be buried. You still get the truth, or you could subscribe to certain websites like Limbaugh. You could get Limbaugh 24/7. I think you could do the same with most of the other ones anyway. So it's a great tool. So yeah, maybe the ratings look like they've gone down and it's dropped drastically, but that's not because people stop listening. People have other means of getting it, whether it be streaming or not. Where I live, Michael Savage doesn't come in. They don't have any radio station that plays it. And I could barely hear it on the AM that I have here. So streaming is the better option for me. And so on. Different shows. Mark Levin, I don't really get that show here. So I go to his website and I stream it. Bada bing, bada boom, I got the message. And I spread the message to my friends, to my enemies, to everyone. Because the messages are positive, they're patriots. We're going to long for that day. Which I think I've heard that the Freedom Act, I think they've killed that. So that's a good thing. I think that's no longer a threat. Until they try to bring something else up, or they try to sneak it in another bill. Don't trust these liberals. They'll try to sneak it by. Just like Obama did with the Dream Act. I mean, you should be ashamed of yourself. Trying to force us to have to endure illegal aliens. Get them the hell out. I mean, tell me about this. This economy, listen to me on this. The economy is really, really shitty. Really bad. And ask me how many times has Barack Hussein Obama golfed. I mean, this man is living it up. He's golfing, he's Martha Vineyarding. It's just unbelievable. He's been golfing at 60 outings. As the president, 60 outings. If you want to be a Tiger Woods, you want to pursue golfing, then do it on your own time when you're not president in 2012, because you're not going to make it. And that's a good thing. 9% unemployment and probably is going to be higher. You're not going anywhere but straight the hell out of the door. And all you do is golf, and you're just on vacation living it up. You're making black people look bad. You jump into the White House and you spend money like a drunken sailor. Sorry to insult a drunken sailor. If there was any other way of putting it, you're just really pathetic. I mean, if I was the first black president, I would know that I would be judged at a higher standard than previous presidents. So I would react accordingly or carry myself accordingly. I wouldn't go out and invite questionable people to the White House. I wouldn't let my wife spend like she's a whore. I'll get back to her later. You know, I would carry myself with dignity. I would do the job to the best of my ability. I would be presidential. I wouldn't jump on TV every minute that you can. You're like some type of celebrity. You're on TV. You got your YouTube presidential speeches and all kinds of other propaganda stuff going on. You're meeting when you're on vacation with Comcast. I mean, I'm so sick to death of companies like Comcast and companies like GE. Sick and tired of you people. Really am. I wish that you could have more than one cable carrier in the same county or whatever you call it. But I'm stuck with Comcast because they're the only ones in my neighborhood. I don't want to go with satellite because I don't like satellite. But I just wish that Cox or someone else would come into this neighborhood, because I don't like Comcast. I don't like what they're doing. Not the service. I don't like them getting in bed with government. I don't like any company that gets in bed with government. None. GE, look at them. They don't pay any taxes at all. Everyone else have to pay taxes. Is this fair? This is BS. I mean, the United States are in debt $14 trillion or more. And here we have the president and the first lady living it up, living large and in charge, not a care in the world. Any other president who is caring would be in the White House trying to figure out a way of fixing this problem, but he doesn't want to fix the problem because this is part of their New World Order takeover. Like I said before, previously, they don't want a middle class. They want to eliminate the middle class and have elite and people who depend on the government. That's just how it is. There's no other way around it. He's a bastard. Get out of the United States. You should be deported. You're not even a citizen. At least I'm from the United States Virgin Islands, which means that I'm a citizen and you're not. What else I got here? I'm trying hard to compose myself, really hard. So, back to Bloomberg, I really can't understand that how this man has no compassion. I was so angry. I encourage you to just go to Yahoo, whatever search engine you use, and go to Bloomberg's office, Mayor Bloomberg in New York. And I encourage you to write him a letter. Tell him how outraged you are that he's banning prayer from the 9/11 memorial ceremonies. If it was a freaking Muslim, they'd be open-armed. I'm so sick to death and tired of these politicians. Oh, you can't say anything about the Muslim. No, no, no. You gotta be politically correct. But when it comes to bashing a Jew or bashing a Christian, they hold no punches, do they? You call that America? This world is so backwards. What the hell is wrong with you people? Seriously, what in the hell is wrong with you people? It really is bizarro world. It really is. It's pathetic. Oh, you're a black man. You shouldn't be talking like this. Shouldn't you be democratic? Shouldn't you be in the system collecting? FY. Not every black person is an idiot drone for the Democratic Socialist Party. I know I'm sure as hell not. We have to fight our way out of this stuff. Drop this Democratic Socialist Party. If anyone's to be stoned to death, okay, I'll stop right there on that. So I said I was going to get back to Michelle Obama the Mutzer. Why do I call her Michelle the Mutzer? Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Sources in the White House allege that this woman, now stay with me on this. Now keep in mind we're $14 trillion in debt. There's 9% unemployment. People are suffering out there. There's no jobs. And we have $14 trillion in debt. Yet Michelle Mabel, she's taken over 42 vacations, taken over 40 friends and so on with her on these vacations and outings. In 1 year, have a guess how much she racked up on vacations of us. And who's paying for it? We're picking up the tab. The taxpayers, the Tea Partiers, not you welfare statists who sit home on your fat ass. I'm talking about us Tea Partiers who work for a living. Or business owners who pay taxes. $10,000 in the first year. There's a law firm that's fighting to release the paperwork on how much money she's actually spent. So hopefully that goes right, and I'll inform you on that. Still waiting for the White House to get back to me when I wrote to Obama about how he's running the economy. That was, 1 or 2 weeks ago? They're not going to get back to me. They really aren't. They're cowards. So, unemployment at 9%? It would be America. It'll be like pulling a rabbit out of Houdini's ass for Obama to win in 2012. It's almost impossible. But if anyone can do it, yes, he can. How can he do it? By ramming this Dream Act, which he did, signed in by executive order. This needs to be looked at. He needs to be sued for this. You can't do that. But he's going to have those tens and thousands, tens of millions of illegals to vote for him. And I think that's basically what he's going to do, because he knows that the Hispanics are wise to him. He don't have their back. He don't have the black person back either. We're wise to him. At least I've always been wise to him. People are starting to wake up finally. So he's got to do something to try to win this election by thievery. And you Black Panthers, I wish one of them would try to intimidate me, because I will fight back. You're not gonna do me like you do with those others. I will fight back. I will definitely fight back. Will not be intimidated. I'm a warrior, one of God's warrior. I won't be intimidated by you. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, don't underestimate the storm, but don't act. You know, don't get crazy either. Take care of yourself and your families, and things will be good. Things will be good. So, till next time, God bless America. Corruption in the nation.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.